Blog Talk Radio.
Call it classic hip-hop, cause it's classic hip-hop, cause it's always on my mind. Check out my music, cause I'm straight from the grind, cause I'm the OMF posse, and they the straight of production. We're all up in your jams, cause we're all up in your functions. This is what we do when we're coming with our flow. Coming with the music, come back to let you know, cause we straight from the underground, all up in your town. Lyrics so fast, and we ready to clap, cause you suck at MC, soul out hip-hop, cause you're jumping out the box and dancing a lot.
They talking like they sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop.
Cause I think about the music and I think about the flow. I think about the music and I think about Curtis Blow, Grandmaster Cash and Cool Herc. Used to make the music, rappers went berserk. But you suck an MC, sold out of art form. Walking around now with a wig and a perm. How much money you got for jumping out that box? How much money you got for selling out hip-hop? You suck a sold out art form and sell it to the devil. And that's why I call myself the rebel. Cause I'm a rebel with a motherfucking cause. Cause I'm an old method straight up and we bringing the noise.
They talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip-hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip-hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip-hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip-hop,
cause I real OGs, they ain't bitter. Now you sucker rappers all pick of the litter. Now you was all up in the nutsack when real MCs wrote real rap. Check the facts. Yeah, you was all up in the hood and didn't have a clue. Real players had pussy before pussy had you. Yeah, I'm the black toast from the Ivory Coast. The black man, the African, the America hated the most. From coast to coast, we came straight up in your town. Coming with the music and we ready to clown.
They talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip-hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip-hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip-hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip-hop.
Yo, OMF, we back for another dope show. I got my special guest, my brother from Dallas, Texas, Don Cisco in the house. What's up, my brother?
Hey, what's good, man? What's happening with you?
Yo, man, so introduce everybody to you and give us a little background on you and everything and how you got into the music industry and everything.
Okay, yeah, Yeah, I'm CEO, owner, Dallas Music Entertainment here in Dallas, Texas. Been in the game since 94. Actually did my first recording when I first got to Dallas in 93. Signed my first contract with Lockdown Records in 1994. Went on a bunch of tours, did the Ice Cream Man tour with P. Does shows with MJG, A-Ball, Triple C, Mafia, UGK, Pimp C, Bro B. You know, I've been in the game for a long time, man, since 93. And now, you know, we rebranded my label. I started my label, Dallas Music Entertainment, in 2002. You know, took a little hiatus out for a minute, but we back now, full blast and ready to get this thing moved. Got a new project coming out, and it's live.
Yeah, I've been checking you out for a while now. You're going to be serving some dope music, and you got a lot of artists on your label, and you send music all the time, and I like that you are opening doors and giving people opportunities to promote, I mean, to perform and do their music, man. That's what's up, man. So I applaud
you
for
that.
That's
what it's about.
Yeah, man.
Appreciate
it. I applaud you for that, man. Keeping the dream alive. That's what's up, man. That's what's up.
Right on.
You know what I'm saying? You're opening doors. That's what we're supposed to do, man. You know what I'm saying? We're supposed to open doors.
That's right.
I'm blessed to have you, man. I'm honored to have you on my show, man. Honored you for sending your artists to my show and the music that you sent to me and everything. So I'm honored to have you on my show. You know what I'm saying? So I'm glad to have
man.
You.
I'm honored to be here. Good to be here.
Yeah.
Good to be here.
So what you think? So what you? Where you see the music industry going in the next 5 or 10 years?
It's a weird situation. The music business is really kind of crazy right now. You know, in the next 4 or 5 years, honestly, I don't know because it's changing. It's like it's changing yearly. So you really just can't put a finger on it for the next 4 or 5 years. I wish
so
I could, but this thing is changing so much.
So what you mean by change? So give us a little thing of what
it's,
you mean by change.
It's like they're making, it's like, you know, our generation of rap music is different than what it is now. You know, when we grew up and first got in it, you know, everybody had something to say. Everybody had something to say. You could honestly listen to a song or listen to a whole album and get a message up out of it. Nowadays, it's not like that. You know, everything is soft-hearted. Everything is, you know, they just really making everything soft-hearted, basically. You know, transforming people. Yeah, transforming people, you know, putting the gay agenda in the situation, and it's just crazy.
the music industry changed. Yeah, it became less substance and more
right.
Show. You know what I'm saying? Less substance
right.
and more
that's
show.
That's true.
And they took the art form and they destroyed it, man. That's what it seemed to me. They destroyed it. They destroyed it, made a mockery of it, and they just it's an embarrassment to the art form that we set out for. This is not what we had this to go like the way it's supposed to go. It's just out
right.
of control. Man, no
right.
rap skills.
Right.
You have to have talent.
Yeah, all you gotta do now is just have a nice beat. All you gotta do now is have a nice beat. And willing to wear women's clothes, and you good.
But ain't nobody teaching them, my brother, because they all about the money. You understand? Ain't nobody teaching them to rap, teaching the rules, teaching the art form no more. You know what I'm saying?
They just
made it, man. People don't even listen to the music no more, man. To me, they don't even really listen to the music no more. You know what I'm saying?
Nobody listens to the lyrics.
No, because you go outside now. You remember when you used to go outside and everybody was playing hip-hop? You know what I'm saying? Somebody was playing somebody's hip-hop. You was playing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Even though you didn't like it. Hip-hop wasn't for everybody, you know what I'm saying? But, like, everybody
That's
was
true.
Playing it, you know what I'm saying? You walk down the street, it was playing it in the car. It was playing it in the walking down the block. You know what I'm saying? Now you don't even hear it. Nobody want to listen to that nonsense no more because it's disrespectful.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And they all sound the same. You can't even tell who they are. Who's
nah, you think it's one person and it's somebody else because everybody sounds the same. But that's just how they maneuver the business now. You know, they want everybody to sound the same, everybody to act the same, and then they got these youngsters nowadays, you know, they're giving them a bunch of money, you know, and not giving them no direction.
There you go. He said it right there. They just giving them a bunch of money, yeah. They taking your money, too, because they can't count. They don't know about no contracts and royalties and stuff like that.
Nah, they don't. All they know is, oh, we signed a deal. We finna get a bunch of money. They just don't know whatever money you get up front. That's the end of it. Unless you gonna tour the rest of your career. And then with that. If the major record labels don't spend any money, they gonna get theirs back before you even think about getting a check. And then again, you might not even get a check.
It's sad. We just tore up, man.
That's why I decided to stay independent. It's hard work. Staying independent is a harder road. It's a harder road, but the benefits is better because you get to keep all your own stuff. You know, nobody can control you. Nobody can tell you what to do over here, what to do over there, drop this, drop that. It's not like that.
Well, that's how we did it in the beginning. You had to get up at work. You had to get up on the corner. You had to bust a floor.
You had to go to the corner. You had to go to the projects. You had to go to the hood. That's right.
They don't know the rules. They don't know the rules. You had to put in work. You had to battle.
That's
you
right.
Had to get you had to battle against this before you got on the mic, okay? You just didn't
right.
get on the stage. You understand? They don't understand the rules. You understand? Because they don't.
Right.
Man, they don't tell them. That's what they don't tell them. That's what it uneducated. We're gonna try to play one of your songs. Let me see if we get ready. We're gonna play MPG Deacon JT song.
Oh, no. Midwest Matthew calling from Des Moines, Iowa. How's it going? Long time no chat.
What's up, my brother? Long time no here. We got my brother Don Cisco from Web Entertainment on the line.
Oh, okay. What up, Don?
What's good, man? Dynasty Music Entertainment, you know what I mean? D and E for shout. Yeah, you can check us out. We got everything, SoundCloud, iTunes, YouTube, all the major stores. You can pick up any of our projects.
All right, for sure. I guess for me, I've got a new album I'm supposed to be coming out here with soon. I just got to mix and master it a little bit. But last year, I came out with a new movie. It's called Revolutionary Feminine, so that's what I'll promote today. Everything is pretty much Revolutionary Feminine, Facebook, Instagram, and also on if you go to revolutionaryfeminine.com, that'll lead you straight to the movie. And it kind of goes into what you guys were talking about earlier with, like, I think you mentioned Jim Jones and, like, how guys will be, like, a little bit more feminine nowadays, or there's, like, a feminine agenda. Yeah, so that's what the movie's pretty much about. A character, long story short, he's, like, a revolutionary, and they want to take him down and take down that image in the community, so they pretty much just make him feminine, and he's got to figure out how to get back to the way that he was prior to them doing that to him. So it's kind of more of a comedy, but, you know, it's a lot of artists in there, a lot of musicians and stuff that actually act in it.
Okay.
So, yeah. But, yeah, everything.
Definitely
got to
check that out.
Where are you located?
I'm in Dallas, Texas.
Dallas, Texas. Okay. I'll ask a quick question before I get off the phone. So what do you think, what would you say is the biggest opportunity in music in Dallas? Because I know a lot of people have been moving down there. And then what would you say is the biggest change that you've seen in the music scene in Dallas?
It's really who knows who. It's like everybody's clicked up. You got a lot of the artists in North Dallas, and you got a lot of artists in Oak Cliff. And it's like nobody's like willing to come together. Like you have in Houston, like you have in Atlanta, like you have in L.A., in New York. There's not that musical unity here. That's the biggest thing here in Dallas. For real, nobody really support each other. Unless, you know, we all in the same clique. If y'all in the same clique together, yeah. But other than that, nah. That's why a lot of the artists here are venturing out, like myself. We did a lot of shows here and stuff like that. Know a lot of people, got a lot of, you know, everything is good. But
we not here
from here in Dallas.
No.
Right. It's just entertainment. It ain't no substance in none of the music. And then, you know, ain't nobody want to work together. Everybody thought, oh, your song sounds better than mine, so I'm going to hate on you. That's how it is in Dallas.
That's why me
and my artists are, we dealing everything outside of Dallas. What love is.
We not hip-hop no more. That's what time it is. Put that in the movie. We not hip-hop no more. That's what time it is. Because that's what it is.
Because
hip-hop is unity. Okay? Hip-hop was a community. Hip-hop was a family. You understand? It was a joke.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? We made fun of each other. We didn't shoot each other. You understand? We laughed and joked and got high. You know what I'm saying? It was fun. We ain't hip-hop no more. That's what time it is. You're not hip-hop if you're not unity, if you don't support your brother. If you don't educate your brother, you don't help, you don't advance your brother. You don't be a role model to your brother. That's what hip hop is. We got hip hop all twisted. You don't wear no wig and no dress, like you said. We feminine, like you said. Where the men at? You understand? We got girlish ways now. We ain't hip hop no more. We pretty. We looking pretty now. What man call himself pretty? You understand me? Well, you gonna make an album talking about you pretty boy? You gonna lost your mind? And we buying that nonsense. That ain't hip hop.
Well,
hip hop. Somebody needs to tell you that.
Oh, Miff, I know you probably got callers in the queue, so I'm gonna go ahead and get up off here. But it was good meeting you, Dom, and good talking to you again, old Meth. So,
all right,
I'll let you.
All right,
yeah,
all right.
Real. All right, peace. Yeah. We take another caller. We keep it real on my show.
Right on.
Yeah, we talk about stuff here people fail to talk about. Okay. It ain't all about hip-hop on my show. Well, hip-hop is a whack now. We just keep it real. Yeah.
Right.
Can we catch the next caller?
Go right ahead.
Yeah. Yo, yo.
415-283, you are.
Yo.
Yo, yo, what's up? Who's this? Where you calling from?
Yo, man, this is Center Strip calling from San Francisco, California, man. Tuning in, man.
We got Don Cisco on the line from Web Entertainment.
Okay.
Yeah, Dynasty Music Entertainment. Yeah, we're from DME, Dynasty Music Entertainment.
Okay, that's right. Yeah, man, I heard your song, man. I like it. You know what I mean? You know, keep on doing your thing. And like you were saying, man, we need some booking agents and promoters, man, to start booking this real hip hop, man, and they need to tune in to the show, man, and get a bar this real stuff.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, we need to showcase our talent more, man. We need to come together and put on some shows, man, and have the masses, man, listen to this real stuff. There's a war going on, man, and I don't hear too many people speaking on it and everything until it reaches them. You know what I mean? So these rappers gonna have to switch up, man, and make a change and start talking about things that's relative now. You know, yeah, that's how I feel about that, man. You can check out my stuff. Just Google Sinister Music on Google, and I'm gonna listen to the show, man, and keep it hip hop.
Okay.
Yeah, you got some of his music too. You listen to some of the music. I sent you some of his music too. He's a dope producer.
Oh, yeah,
he's a dope artist too. So yeah,
right.
You know who he is. He's one of the OMF posse. He got a magazine called Trader Magazine, and everything.
Okay.
You hit him up. He's a dope rapper too. You know what I'm saying? So he got some dope music.
I would love to get an article in the magazine. How can I go about what I need to do?
Contact on OMF, man, and he'll give you the details and who's ever listening and want to get a little marketing and promotion, man. Get an OMF on the magazine. It's a bi-monthly publication, physical publication.
Okay.
And I'm out of here.
All right. Yeah, I'll hook you up. Yeah, I'll hook you up with this information. Everything.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I got you. Don't worry about it. I got you. Yeah. But let's take another caller.
Six 602-332.
Greetings in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. This is Pastor Don Jr., CEO. Happy Saturday to y'all and the radio listeners out in Radio Land.
What's up, man?
What's going on?
It's been a long time, bro. I'm just getting it back going. I got a brand new laptop. I'm getting my ping back together. I had to come and chat with you, chop it up, see what y'all talking about.
Yeah,
right on.
Yeah, so let us know what's going on with you and what you trying to promote.
Nah, I'm actually doing it. I'm launching a 300 million subscriber TV network at the end of this month. GLS Network. It's going out there. A lot of people will be involved. It's a gospel network, but we are dealing with our hip-hoppers because we got to put the energy back into the community. Very important.
Okay, I'm sorry. That sounds good.
I've been checking you out. I've been on your conference call before. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, you be having some dope stuff. You be talking. You be having, like I said, networking. That's what I'm talking
correct.
About out there, networking. To get.
Okay.
And he do all kind of stuff. He have all kind of people on his show. Yeah.
Oh,
so, we can get out there and network. That's what time it is. Get with him, man.
That's what it is.
Yeah, it's nice stuff. I've been on his stuff before. Yeah, we've been talking
yeah.
some serious stuff on the show before.
Yeah.
It's nice to hear from you, man. Wow.
I'm making it happen, man. There's a lot of people trying to get in the game and they don't know how to get in. I'm trying to get them in where they fit in
yeah.
and so they can make a move.
What?
That's what I'm doing, opening doors. That's what I'm talking about, giving
yep.
opportunity. That's what was the dream. We forgot about the dream.
We only
people
know what we
call a radio station.
If nobody's making moves, we ain't making a move.
Look at all these people they could
right.
talk to and get involved with and talk to and get with. And they don't want to get on here and want to talk.
Why you be an artist with a project and not want to tell people about it? People don't know until you present it to them and talk about it so they can tell other people. That's viral marketing.
They know how to send their contentions, though.
Come on now.
Yeah, they do. But that's what it's all about nowadays, though. That's what it's all about.
Wait.
The more naked you are, the more you make.
We got jokes. We Richard Pryor up in here. Hello. we take it back, Richard Pryor, huh? Man.
Oh, wow.
Richard Pryor from the hill. Nigga, please.
Right.
Yes. Man, they do all kind of stuff. They be TikTok. They do all kind of stuff. They be just shaking their ass, and they can't get on the
phone. That's what it's about. That's what it's all about nowadays. That's what it's about. The more niggas you get, the more they give you money.
Amen.
But they don't know how to get in the hip hop for real though. You understand? They got a whole new different style, you know what I'm saying? They just toe up and our children's toe
well,
up.
Well, the market's wide open, man. Everybody got this virus, so everybody feel like they can be a rapper now, but it's no grind behind the rap. You can spit
right.
a million bars about what you do in the streets, but what are you doing for your business? Do you have an LLC? Do you
yeah.
have your brand incorporated? Are you working towards
right.
making
what?
Millions for your family? That's
they don't know how to read and write. They don't have to read and write. How you gonna talk about? Man, we told
right,
them
right.
we can't
right.
write.
We don't know the basics. We don't know how to read and write. You understand? This is how they talk. They don't say sir. They don't talk about Jim, Joe. Look what how they talk to each other. They don't know how to talk.
That's true.
If you want to get a bag, why are you going to be a trap rapper? You're going to stay in the trap forever.
go to school, they didn't pick up a book. They'll know how to read, right?
Hell no, I do none of that. They don't do none of that. And they don't care.
Because
they don't care, because as long as they're doing crazy stuff, the more crazy, wild, crazy, disrespectful stuff that they do nowadays, you know, the more money they give them.
Because our men sold our children out. They abandoned them. You understand? They had all these babies and abandoned them and made them work, do their own thing. That's what it is.
Well,
our men is back. Our men wearing a weird dress now, telling our kids to change their sex. What kind of man gonna get on the phone and say it's okay for your 13-year-old to change his sex? What kind of man are you? You need to stop basketball and take care of your damn kids.
Right.
You know,
it's new day.
And you on TV. He on TV. Ain't nothing wrong with OMF. Somebody needs to say something. You need to take your ass off the television talking about your son at 13. You need to stop, man. You should have stayed playing basketball. Your damn kid. Talking about 13-year-old.
Right.
About change your sex color. Change your sex, man.
Right.
You lost your mind.
Right. Ain't no structure. There's no structure.
He got a wife, too. So what was she doing? What was she doing? Letting her kid watch. We let computers raise our kids. We let videos raise our kids. We let cell phones raise our kids. We out there playing basketball, making millions of dollars, and your kids out here changing their sex at 13 years old. What is wrong with you?
Yeah, that's true.
Black Lives Matter.
Yeah, that is true. But see, that's the point. That's the point, to demasculize all of our youth. Especially the young black men. That's what it's about. That's what the whole thing is. We'll give you $1 million to wear a dress. We'll give you $1 million to go kiss this dude on national TV. And these youngsters ain't got no structure. They go and go do it.
OG sold our young people out. Don't you understand? We got girls away. We ain't got real men walking around here no more. We got men walking. That's what I said. We got girlish. They got girlish ways now. They gossip like a girl now.
Yeah, and they promoting that. That's what they promote. That's what they promote now. The more feminine you are, the more process they'll give you.
Anyway, we're going to move on. But I'd like to thank you for calling, supporting the show. And you leave. Let us know your links and everything before you go. Or we can hit you up there. He's still there? Oh, he's gone.
He dropped out.
Oh, okay. Let's take another caller.
Just listeners right now.
Okay. Play Veronica G, VOG song, El Camino.
En mi cama.
Toda la noche voy a aprovecharte como es. Si tienes que irte, yo sé que vas a volver. Y ama si tú quieres ver.
En mi cama, tú eres aquí.
brother. We back.
He dropped off.
Oh, he dropped off. Yeah. We got any more callers?
586-619. Two one three nine one eight. I guess you got to move on, Omar.
Oh, okay. He played Carol's one song for you. I sent you.
Yo, check your mic. Let's test these levels.
Check, 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 check.
Okay, word. We got the sound. Let me know when the break's coming in.
Nah, there's no break. I'm just gonna go straight through.
I kick that shit.
Heaven sent, I can prove this. Any crowd, turn me up loud, KR will move this. Long before Eazy-E this MC, he was ruthless. Kicking rhymes, spitting rhymes, written rhymes, freestyle, I do this. Who's this? You don't know me, homie, I'm the one and only. I turn your... Can you dance? Let's find out. Taking no chances, bringing back them old school dances, here's the answers. Whether you remember or you're new to this endeavor, dance is a major part of this culture forever. What are we preserving if the children ain't learning? Culture ain't about just numbering and just wording. Sometimes you gotta show the culture at the party. Let's start with the Bismarck dance, come on everybody. Bismarck, the party about to get sparked. This is that moment you get live, get courage, get heart. I spit art, I'm one of a kind, they not me. I'm digitally underground like Shock G. Speaking of Shock G, when I jump, we jump. That's crisscross, but we talking about Humpty Hump. When you up, what? This is your chance. Come on everybody, do the Humpty dance. Let's go! Now let's get it chunky. Like Biz used to say, yo, let's get funky. Funky, with the funk flow, we don't stop. Right about now, we gonna take it to the WAP. Remember the WAP? Feet slide, shoulder drop. We did it in the clubs, we even did it on the block. Ready, set, go, stand on your spot. Take it to the top, come on y'all, let's do the WAP. Hip-hopping, we dropping. We ain't even get yet to popping or locking. It's shocking how many dance moves we came with. Obviously, we and the ancestors got the same gift. The same lift, the same riff, and the same split. Like Bob Marley said, when the music hits, it's painless. You can't tame this or hate this. You gotta love me. Come on, y'all. Let me see you do the doggy. We go freestyle. Some of y'all doing the cabbage patch. Some of y'all doing the running man. Let me see what you got. Come on. Freestyle. Come on, y'all.
Yeah, that was my boy, the teacher, Karis Ward, Becca Hip Hop, Brooklyn in the house. Shout out to Biggie Smalls, rest in peace, 25th anniversary of him getting shot down in L.A. Rest in peace. We need to get it together, my brothers. We need to break back hip hop and take it back like Biggie and Pac. You know what I'm saying? It ain't never been the same. Hip hop ain't never been the same since Biggie and Pac. Yeah. We gonna play another song. Can we play my song, Go G-O-D?
Yeah, I used to smoke like a freight train. Say, check this out, homie, can you feel my pain? Madness reigns all up in the hood. While my young people's out there so misunderstood, that's why I'm down with G.O.D. and he got my back. Cause look at me now, I'm on a different track. Cause only God is the man that put me into a different place. Check out my music cause I come with the bass, the bam and the boom. This is what we come real soon. Orm and Posse and straight up is all up in your room. Coming back, dropping the lyrical rhyme. Check out my music cause it's coming back right on time. Me and Orm and straight up is all up in your spot. Cause we coming back now, cause we coming back with the classic hip hop. Now we back cause God only have our way. Check out my music cause we have a lot of things to say.
Are you down with G.O.D.? 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 I'm asking God, why do I have to live like this? Could you at least grant me just one more wish? This world is spinning way too fast. At night I go to sleep wishing it would pass, but when I wake up in the morning all I do is get mad. It's like, Lord have mercy on my soul. As I read the Bible I see the prophecies unfold. I see the Armageddon heading in, and ain't that nice? Are we living for the day or are we living to die? Ain't no unity left, I'm about to lose my breath. Can we handle the truth or are you scared of death? Knowledge is king, so let the king reveal. I'm hitting hard like a hammer with the heart of steel. I got rhymes for the rich, rhymes for the poor. And if you don't like my rhymes, we can step outdoors. And most of all, hold your hands up and praise the Lord. Are you down with G.O.D.? 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 Are you down with G.O.D.?
Yeah, I get on my knees and pray every day. Cause I thank the Lord for putting me on this earth today. Cause he walked me out the darkness, he brought me into the light. Cause I walk around here and I thank you, Jesus Christ. Cause he died on the cross and rose on the third day. Cause there's so many eyes that he had to pay. He had to understand the plan, for God had it in his hand. Talk about the things that he never did understand. Cause he opened his eyes and he opened up our heart. Cause just check out my music, cause I come from the start. Cause only God is the man that put me in a different space. Check out my music, cause I come up all up in your face. Are you down with G.O.D. and you're down with me? Cause I am the man that he done set free. Cause only the man put me all up in the spot. Cause this is the music and I just don't stop.
Are you down with G.O.D.? 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 Am I down with G.O.D.? Definitely. He holds the key to the bottom of the pit where the old devil sits here. I'm here to let you know that I got plenty flow. And if you was in on a dream, don't ever let it go. We on the same height, yeah, I got what you like. And you can catch me on the bus going on a higher heights. I went to Israel, yeah, that's right across the street. I went to New York and got myself a couple. We gon' be here.
Yeah. I used to smoke like a freight train. Say, check this out, homie, can you feel my pain? Madness reigns all up in the hood. While my young people's out there so misunderstood, that's why I'm down with G.O.D. and he got my back. Cause look at me now, I'm on a different track.
cause only God is the man that put me into a different place. Check out my music cause I come with the bass, the bam and the boom. This is what we come real soon. OMF and Posse and straight up, it's all up in your room. Coming back, dropping the lyrical rhyme. Check out my music cause it's coming back right on time. Me and the OMF and straight up, it's all up in your spot. Cause we coming back now, cause we coming back with the classic hip hop. Now we back, cause God only have our way. Check out my music cause we have a lot of things to say.
Are you down with G-O-D? 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 I'm asking God, why do I have to live like this? Could you at least grant me just one more wish? This world is spinning way too fast. At night, I go to sleep wishing it would pass. But when I wake up in the morning, all I do is get mad. It's like, Lord, have mercy on my soul. As I read the Bible, I see the prophecies unfold. I see the Armageddon heading in, and ain't that nice? Are we living for the day or are we living to die? Ain't no unity left. I'm about to lose my breath. Can we handle the truth or are you scared to death? Knowledge is king, so let the king reveal. I'm hitting hard like a hammer with the heart of steel. I got rhymes for the rich, rhymes for the poor. And if you don't like my rhymes, we can step outdoors. And most of all, hold your hands up and praise the Lord. Are you down with G-O-D? 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 Are you down with G-O-D?
Yeah, I get on my knees and pray every day. Cause I thank the Lord for putting me on this earth today. Cause he walked me out the darkness, he brought me into the light. Cause I walk around here and I thank you, Jesus Christ. Cause he died on the cross and rose on the third day. Cause there's so many eyes that he had to pay. He had to understand the plan, for God had it in his hand. Talk about the things that he never did understand. Cause he opened his eyes and he opened up our heart. Cause just check out my music, cause I come from the start. Cause only God is the man that put me in a different space. Check out my music, cause I come up all up in your face. Are you down with G-O-D and you're down with me? Cause I am the man that he done set free. Cause only the man put me all up in the spot. Cause this is the music and I just don't stop.
Are you down with G-O-D? 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 Are you down with G-O-D?
Am I down with G-O-D? Definitely. He holds the key to the bottom spit where the old devil fits. Yeah, I'm here to let you know that I got plenty flow. And if you wishing on a dream, don't ever let it go. We on the same height. Yeah, I got what you like. And you can catch me on the bus or on a higher height. I went to Israel. Yeah, that's right across the street. I went to New York and got myself a couple. We gon' be here, homie, like the constellation Orion. We gon' walk on water like Jesus did before God. We gon' rise from the dead with a halo over our head. I thank Elijah Muhammad cause I believe what he said. Am I down with G-O-D? Definitely. Boy, you gon' see the revelation unfolding and the moments are going. I'ma give you some game and leave your whole brain frozen. G-O-D. Everybody say
you down with G-O-D.